There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking WhatsApp groups this morning. Are they the font, the fount of all knowledge? Before we go any further, look, I'm sorry to do this, I know, because the producers are working their socks off and they've been working through the night, and then I just rock up 10 minutes beforehand, slug a coffee down my net and then get involved. There we are, and I was going through the bits and pieces earlier, and then Joe and I, Joe, who put this together for me, was saying, I said, it is the font of all knowledge, isn't it, Joe? And she said, well, no, it's actually the fount of all knowledge. And I went, no, I think you're wrong there, Joe. You see, this is what's happened since my conversation with Andy yesterday.
Yes.
Here on the show. You can listen back to the podcast if you like, where Andy took me and the rest of the presenters, to be fair, Andy, to task with regards to...
And anyone else who...
And to anyone that spends time here in the UAE and it's not so much about standards, but it's more about everyday colloquial expressions and language that you use here. Rather than English, you'll start to use United States English or international English or expatriate English as well.
Absolutely.
And it got me thinking throughout the evening, a number of phrases that I use now that I never would have done in the past. But it also got me thinking about certain sort of phrases that we use on a day-to-day basis. And without trying to sort of, delve too deeply into the etymology of each and every one of these phrases, font or fount of all knowledge?
So I'd say font.
Okay.
But then I'm starting to worry about letters and things.
I know. So that got me looking. So apparently the font is a receptacle for holding water, specifically for ceremonies and other bits and pieces within certain parts of the world, which brings the idea of wisdom being imparted.
It could be deep.
Yeah.
For example.
It's a receptacle where water floweth over, if you like. So
yes.
The water comes from that. Whereas a fount is, of course, the source of an entity of water, something that comes from the grounds.
Oh, okay. That's good. I would have thought spouting when you said fount. But I suppose that works, yes.
So basically, you can read between the lines that neither George or I have the answer to this one. So.
Oh, no, I do. I have the answer. It's font. It's definitely font. I've been saying it all my life. It's font.
Is it a fount or is it a font of knowledge?
It's
Please do send your thoughts through to us on 4001. I digress. WhatsApp groups. Are they the fount or font of knowledge you couldn't function without? Or are they the necessary bane of your life? Bane as in problem. Are you a group admin? Are you keen to help and share information? Or are you part of too many groups but aren't sure how to exit the group without, ruffling a few feathers out there? In a world where normal conversational rules don't apply, how do you navigate the multiple WhatsApp groups you are a member of, either willingly or unwillingly? Keep your friends and, of course, keep your sanity in the long run. A doctor based in Saudi Arabia has recently filed a lawsuit. Yep, I'll repeat that. You would have heard it on the Business Breakfast, but let's talk about it again. A doctor in Saudi Arabia has recently filed a lawsuit against a WhatsApp group admin because he added him to an annoying group on the messaging app. It all started after the doctor came back from his pilgrimage and noticed he was added to the online group. The doctor decided to track what was being sent through the messaging app group for an entire day. I didn't respond with anything, and I kept looking at these useless messages being sent, silly videos, fake news and rumours, he said. Speaking to a local Saudi newspaper, the doctor said he decided to go ahead with the case because he was added to the group without his consent. This week, your child may have started primary school, senior school, a new school. You may have been added to a WhatsApp group of, 25 people or more who are happily chatting while the messages build up in your WhatsApp folders. Or have you just been added to a group organising a night out this weekend? Or are you an active part of a happy family group? Do they exist? Who have you unintentionally offended? How about office WhatsApp groups as well? We've got our fair share here. And what are the worst WhatsApp practices and how can you avoid them? There is no denying, Georgia Tolley, that WhatsApp groups are part and parcel of all of our lives today. I suppose the question we're asking here is, how do you navigate them?
I'm the enemy of the WhatsApp group because I don't obey the rules. I get into terrible trouble. because I have these, I have fleeting thoughts, and if I don't put them down on paper or in a WhatsApp message straight away, it'll be gone forever. And some of my fleeting thoughts feel really quite genius at that precise moment, and I want to share them. I'm a broadcaster. It's my nature. It's not my fault. And so I am quite prolific in sending WhatsApp messages, and including on groups. And I've been ticked off a couple of times. A friend of mine, Laura, is probably listening, and I apologise for this, Laura, but she is the police woman of one of our WhatsApp groups, and she has publicly reprimanded me on several occasions for not following the rules. I have been, my wrists have been slapped.
What are the rules?
The rules are you're not allowed to answer. So if someone says, does anyone have a car seat you can borrow? You're not allowed to write back, I do. In the group, you have to send it to them directly. And if you want to answer somebody, you basically have to do it directly. So you can put out a worldwide request, but you can't answer, you can't answer directly. And you're not allowed to fill it with nonsense, which I sometimes do. In fact, someone's just sent me a message now.
Is it on a group?
Yeah, it's on that group.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Can we set up a group ourselves right now? Who knows? How much are you involved in groups out there?
I see somebody responding. Amy has written, Laura, policewoman, ha ha ha.
On the group itself?
On the group itself.
Is that fair? Is that fair game or not?
I don't know. I'm probably going to. I'm supposed to be going to a brunch on Saturday. I'll be uninvited now, probably.
Okay, for somebody who doesn't really know, the etiquette of WhatsApp groups, but also how you get in and out of them. I mean, I've set a couple up in the past, but I'm not, one of those people that sort of constantly maintains them, bits and pieces.
Yes.
But I have been chastised in the past for exiting groups earlier. We had a couple recently when we went away for a friend's 40th birthday. We went away, we had a great weekend away, everyone got together, and there's all sorts of shenanigans going on in the WhatsApp group. But when I got back from that trip, I got out of the group and deleted the group.
Rude.
And I've been pulled up on that in the past.
Yeah, it's like you're too important. Like, it's like, well, it's done now. I don't need to hear from the rest of you. I'm too important for this. It's happened to me. Sometimes you include husbands on groups when you're trying to arrange the weekend. And there's one husband who we all know within my social group, who he's a lawyer, he's very important and he's very busy. But he, as soon as you add him to a group, he leaves straight away. Mm. Boom. Doesn't want to know.
Let's get some more thoughts on this one. So would you ever follow the example of this doctor in Saudi Arabia and... well, take legal action against somebody who had added you into a WhatsApp group? That's obviously the very severe side and the very serious side of this conversation. But how do you navigate and manage what is a growing number of WhatsApp groups that you are asked to be added to for the purposes of day to day, but also those that you aren't as well? And is it a loss of face? Is it rude? Is it against the etiquette of WhatsApp groups to remove yourself from those groups? What does that say about your character? And what does that say to others within the group? Please share your thoughts now. You are listening to The Agenda right here on Dubai R103.8. More in a mo.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on The Agenda with Tom Urquhart, only on Dubai I 103.8.
Get involved in the conversation. Phone us on 0487155000. Contact us via the free Dubai I messaging app via SMS at 24001. Those are the numbers that count if you'd like to get involved in the conversation. WhatsApp groups, that's what we're talking about this week. They're in the news in more ways than one. Danny Dyer, who did very well on Love Island. Apparently, she admitted the other day that she got out of the Love Island WhatsApp group. How is the world going to cope? But also, we had this story emanating from Saudi Arabia in the last couple of days, where a doctor down there has taken legal action against somebody who added him into a WhatsApp group is saying that because he wasn't asked, he wasn't asked for permission, he was just added without his permission, that he is going to take action against the admin of said groups. So that's prompted the wider conversation about WhatsApp group chats, for they are nearly always on WhatsApp these days. They've become something of a norm for us to communicate, whereas once you might organise your life and chat to your friends through Facebook or other platforms, we now do it all over WhatsApp. When you're in a friendship group, this can lead to a decline in individual conversations due to the rise of the group chat. After all, if certain people want to know information about you, it's easier to dissect the minutiae, the finer details, rather than in individual conversations. And in an era when time is everything, it is more time convenient. There is a rise of all new technologies. There's no etiquette guide or rule book with these groups. And this can lead to trouble. So how do you navigate them? How do you use group chats incorrectly and correctly? Are you actually weakening rather than strengthening your relationships in doing so? Let's talk now to the team behind Real Mums of Dubai. They've got a Facebook group with well over 11,000 members now. The person responsible for making sure that the information gets to those 11,000 members and more is Megan Almazouki, joins us live on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
What would we do? What was life like without WhatsApp groups?
I'm honestly not sure that we can all remember right now. I think life was probably a lot more simpler in many ways. But I do think there's a really good reason to have certain WhatsApp groups. So, for example, myself and the girls that run Real Mums Dubai, we have a group. It's pretty much active 24/7, which the husbands aren't always happy about, I will add. But, you know, it helps us when running the group that we can always be in contact with each other. And it's also built the friendships a lot more. So we're a lot closer. We share a lot more within the WhatsApp group. Two of the girls were complete strangers when we actually started it, and now they're best of friends. So I heard you mention about, you know, friendships can get distant and there's less one-on-one conversations. But I would actually argue the other way. I actually think it's made us a lot closer. On the other hand, I've been added to a WhatsApp group this week. My husband is Emirati. My children are going to an Emirati government school. So I've been added to the class WhatsApp group, which has been very interesting considering I don't read or write any Arabic. Chat is active from about 6 in the morning until about midnight. And it's constantly just Arabic messages. And I went to leave it when I realized that my class teacher was actually on it, and that's where they send all the photos from throughout the day. So I'm now stuck. I cannot leave it if I want to see photos of what my son's getting up to during the day, but at the same time I have 11,000 notifications through the day that I can't even read. So I think there's definitely benefits and there's also slight negatives.
So this is one thing I want to try and get to the bottom of, this the way that we can navigate these WhatsApp groups, because they've become a problem as a result of their own success to a certain degree, because they are we become so dependent on them and they grow inordinately throughout the days, etc. So would you advise that we need to be more conscious of other people's lives when sending, with regards to the content we're sending, but also when we're sending it?
I would say so. I've been added to a few WhatsApp groups in the last year, and I've just removed myself basically because I don't know half the people. I don't really want to spend my day chatting to people that I don't know. I'll know one or two, and then there's 10 other strangers. And it does bother me when people add me without my permission. So if I'm in the middle of a meeting and all of a sudden my phone's dinging every minute because I've been added to some random WhatsApp group, it is a little bit annoying. I do think that we need to ask permission. I do think we do need to be mindful of other people's lives. Like, you know, many people have sleeping babies, and a lot of new moms get added to these little groups of, you know, baby groups that have decided WhatsApp a great invention. And that's not helpful when you've got a new baby and you're constantly having your phone going off every few minutes. And then you also struggle with, do I just remove myself? Is that rude? Are people going to judge me? I do think it controls a lot of our lives right now, but I do think that you need to do what's right for you. If you don't want to be in the class WhatsApp group, remove yourself. If you don't want to be in a friend's WhatsApp group, remove yourself and keep that one-on-one conversation with your friends going. I think that, you know, for families, for example, I'm an expat, so my parents live in Thailand. My brother lives here, but I don't see him very often. There's huge benefits to those WhatsApp groups, but I do think the friendship WhatsApp groups sometimes can get a little bit dragging, especially sometimes there's somebody who might be going through a hard time. And they may not mean to, but it does bring down the tone a little bit when there's constant complaining, shall I say? And I think that sometimes for your own benefit and for your own health, that you do need to take a step back and perhaps remove yourself or say, listen, guys, I can't be in this group right now, I have too much going on. But, you know, if you're happy being in them, be in them. If you're not, it's a total personal choice and you can just remove yourself.
When you and the rest of the team set up Real Mums of Dubai and generated that great success and the information that you disseminate to all the members that you have, I mean, obviously it was Facebook driven and we were a lot more reliant on Facebook and Facebook groups then. Is the discussion going on within Real Mums of Dubai and other online networks like that to maybe change the focus more towards WhatsApp?
No. We have had one person in the last 2 years suggest starting a WhatsApp group, and the majority of responses was no. We don't have time for that. If we want to talk, if we want to communicate, we come on the group, we do it there. A WhatsApp group being active all the time is not what a lot of mums want. And to be honest, it's not what our members want. We've had to evolve. We've had to open an Instagram because we have had people say, you know, open an Instagram, we need you to do it. And that's fine. But I think we're sticking with what we know, what's successful, and what's worked for the last 2 years. Facebook, and that's our primary focus.
And I suppose that feeds into the argument of relevance, doesn't it? Because as you mentioned there, Facebook, you can sort of dip into, dip out of as and when you've got the time, and you can sit down with a cup of tea and share your comments there. Whereas if you've just got constant reminders and notifications going off in your pocket, the key has to be relevance to the subject. If you set up a group with a particular subject in mind, just keep it relevant.
Totally. My husband was actually ironically complaining about this last night because he was added to a work WhatsApp group. And it started with, you know, questions about work and all these things. And it's now developed into sending pictures and funny memes. And he's like, my phone battery dies within half an hour.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But at the same time, he can't leave it because it's work. So there does have to be a fine line. I think if it's a work WhatsApp group, stick to work. If it's a friend, you know, that's fine. But, I think you need to stick with what's relevant and not drain other people's battery quite selfishly.
Megan, it's always good to catch up with you and all the team from Real Mums of Dubai. I really appreciate your thoughts and insight into this one. I'll let you get back to your WhatsApp groups to check out what's happening this weekend. Thank you again.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Good to speak to you. Megan Al-Marzouki there joining us live on the line. Runs the Real Mums of Dubai Facebook group. They've got over 11,000 members. And as you heard there from Megan, have yet to move over to WhatsApp. So Facebook still holds that place.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Send us your thoughts 4001 if you'd like to join the conversation. We are talking WhatsApp groups here this morning on the show. Come on, I know you've been added into a few. Are you one of those individuals that feels confident and able to extract yourself from the WhatsApp group? Do you find them a blessing? Do you find them part and parcel of your social makeup these days? If so, then share your thoughts with us. Texts are coming in on 4001. Calls are coming in on 04871 5500.
The Agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8. Get involved. Text us on 4001.
George Dolly's keeping on top of some of your comments. What are people saying this morning?
I absolutely am. Although something's just caught my eye. Basically, there's a new rule. There's going to be a new WhatsApp is introducing a new tool that lets you silence friends so that no one's actually allowed to contribute apart from the group admin. It's only available on iOS and Android at the moment. But essentially, group admins will be able to carry on chatting and sharing media as normal. But restricted members will only be allowed to read their messages, not respond. I have a feeling that I'm going to become one of those restricted members.
We have had a message through from Maestro. That's a name. That's great. If it's a pseudonym, then even better. Saying, I'm in a couple of family ones. Mum added me too. Never said a word in any of them. But if I leave, it's going to tell everyone I did. Thank you for that one. This one from another of our listeners. Mina has been in touch saying, I literally have two WhatsApp groups on my phone. One for my family and one for my family minus my sister, set up by my mum. Enough said, really.
Ooh, it gets so catty so quickly, doesn't it? That's outrageous. I'm on one with my family, which my mother left and then proceeded to uninstall WhatsApp. She disliked it so much.
This one's from Oz out there saying, I'm in one, a work one, where old people try to be trendy. Good on you. Can I join that one, please?
Sounds
I go
like
down
us.
Really well. Now WhatsApp, but not WhatsApp, but I'm in a Facebook Messenger group, says Uvu, for my different education courses, where some insufferable people constantly share promotional stuff and beg people in the group to get involved in their projects. Thank you very much, Uvu, for that one. So how do you deal with the clear and present concern that is WhatsApp groups? Let's go to Jebel Ali. Let's say good morning to Mike, who joins us live on the line. Morning, Mike.
Hey, Tom. How are you going?
You're not too bad. So are you a victim? Are you a victim of WhatsApp groups?
I'm a victim. I'm a victim of myself. I love them. I hate them. There's a bit of everything. Yeah.
Which ones do you love?
The work one is good, because I don't know how I would have done without it. Just if you've got a team and you can just keep in contact with each other during the day, you don't have to worry about emails, you can answer questions straight away. But then I hate them when everyone is telling each other how good they are, you know, try and get a few brownie points. So there's positives and negatives in the work ones, yeah.
And obviously, I mean, they were set up, I presume, when WhatsApp went about this, as a social tool, enabling groups of families and friends to stick together and share information. They seem to have crossed that divide, though, between social and work as well. Do you find yourself being sort of drawn into work groups as well?
Yeah, all the time, and that's probably the downside. You know, now that there's all the WhatsApp groups for work, you might be sitting at home and, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night and all of a sudden it starts binging away and people want information for work and yeah, you get sucked into it. And I try and stay out of them as much as I can and only answer it when I need to. And but for the family, my family are all back in Australia and I'm not sure if they know how to work WhatsApp because I don't have any groups with them.
You stay clear of those. But and in terms of a work tool, is it becoming more and more prevalent at the moment? I mean, people reaching out on WhatsApp rather than making contact in other mediums?
100%. Because in my job, I look after the whole Middle East. So all our clients, you know, project managers and site guys, everything is by WhatsApp now. How to get to the site is a WhatsApp message. We need you to come to site. It's a WhatsApp message. We need technical advice. It's a WhatsApp message. So yeah, it's we probably couldn't do without it. But yeah, so in that sense, it's great.
Could we do without it or not? Well, Mike, I'll let you try and get through the weekend with your groups and all. I really appreciate your thoughts this morning. Thanks very much indeed for that one. That was Mike over in Jebel Ali. We're going to go down to Internet City now and say good morning to Matthew. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, good morning. How are we?
Very well indeed. How do you manage your WhatsApp groups?
I think it's one of those things where you get love-hate relationships. They're useful when you need them, and they can annoy you when you don't. But I think my point is that you can turn off notifications if you don't want to hear them. You can mute them for up to 1 year, I think. So you can choose for some of them when you dive into information.
So it's more a question of understanding your settings and knowing how you can get how you can manage the looking at those individual messages. You don't have to look at every single one individually.
Yeah, exactly. When I have my work conversations on mute, I have the rugby team, which is 80 odd people. I know to look at it at the weekend when there's three rugby games. The rest of the week on mute, and I just want to go and read it. I use the family thing, keep the parents involved in life. But in other places, it's really hard because you put something really important and there's 100 messages after it. I miss that important information. So it doesn't replace email or a phone call. I think we all know email is kind of dying. So, but what's the perfect solution? So I think tech companies need to do a bit more to make it useful as well.
Matthew, really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend as well. You mentioned rugby there. Obviously, lots of rugby on the TV, but also rugby back here in the UAE. A lot of kids heading off to various rugby courses and catch-ups and practices this weekend at the Sevens and other places around town. So if you are one of those individuals, as Matthew might well have been there, then feel free to send us a text message on 4001, giving a shout-out to your respective team. Are you a an exile? Are you a hurricane? Are you a dragon or other? If so, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Get in touch with the show. This one's from Radhika out there saying, I never like people who left a group without leaving a message. It's like getting up from a table full of people without so much as an excuse me. Keyword on WhatsApp groups, with your permission, if you'd be kind enough to allow me. Those are the phrases I look out for. Fair enough?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose it's more courteous. I mean, certainly just as soon as somebody adds you to a group, if you immediately leave, it is a bit of a, I'm not interested.
I suppose for somebody who's done that on numerous occasions.
I'm not surprised at all.
It's that whole thing of, I suppose that it's because it pops up, doesn't it? It pops up that Tom Urquhart has left the group.
It's a bit like, which is almost Tom Urquhart doesn't want to know you.
Thumbing your nose totally. At the group itself.
Tom Urquhart is not interested.
Thanks for the memories, fellas, but goodbye.
I'm off. Navdeep, who sent this text message in from Scheme, says they should not. This is regarding the doctor in from Saudi Arabia. Says they should not have added him to the group without permission. I hope he wins. I'm sick of all this nonsense and cold calls and emails from people you've never contacted. Same with Skype.
I understand that, but what the bit we don't know about that particular story is whether or not it was. A friend of his or a colleague of his or an acquaintance of or a friend of a friend who put him in this group to share the information. Because we've all had that. We've all been added to groups.
Yeah,
it's not like said admin of group rings round their friends and said, do you mind if I add you into this group or not, is it?
No, we're groups of friends. Yeah, I'm in loads. But some of the mothers are quite sort of particular about it. They ask to, you know, they do this thing of can you leave? My favourite is the school groups, because there's always one lady, one mum, who I'm eternally grateful to because I forget everything, that's the organised one. And getting the tone right for being organised is quite tricky, because you can sometimes come across as a little bit patronising. And I'm going to stop now in case I get myself into trouble.
No, you're in a good place. I want to now just turn our attention, if I can, to another little issue that I have here.
Oh dear.
Which is the work I'm trying to find mine. Sorry for I'm not
I'm a bit
hurrying.
Well, no, so the reason why I'm a bit worried
we've
is
got one here. We've
I'm
got
tense.
One here.
Okay.
We've got the Dubai Eye group, have we not?
I'm just waiting for you.
No, I'm just asking again. Okay. I'm not saying whether things are right or wrong. I'm just asking for your thoughts out there.
Yes.
But we've got a work one.
Yeah.
And how many people would be on that? 30. 30 people, all the presenters, obviously the management of the station, news team, engineering, you know, all those that keep Dubai Eye 103.8 on the air throughout the week, 24 hours a day, are pretty much there. So it's a big group, and we are all colleagues. are we all friends? That remains to be seen. But it's a great way of sharing information. And I appreciate the information that comes through on these groups.
It's often essential.
What I just want to ask a question about is the saying of thank you to everything.
Oh, yeah. No one should ever say thank you.
And lots of people do, don't they, on
these
groups?
Endlessly.
So a piece of information comes through. Information's got received. Do I therefore have to send one back saying thank you very much for the information?
Definitely not. Definitely not, because then we're going to get 30 messages saying thank you. The other thing on the work email, which used to happen a lot, the work WhatsApp group, which used to happen a lot with somebody who's actually since left, is... unadulterated sort of stroppiness towards the bosses in front of everyone. It was quite impressive, you know, her lack of sort of concern. But she'd go really like the bosses would say something and she'd come back really hard, like, yeah, I've been trying to do that, full stop. And everyone would take a sort of collective intake of breath, because it's basically like, you know, snubbing your boss in front of every single other employee. She hasn't left because of that. She left of her own choice. But she did it quite regularly.
Thank you very much indeed for all your examples of WhatsApp groups that you are in, either by choice or otherwise. This one from Nick out there this morning saying, I honestly don't understand the conversation this morning.
Oh.
Surely you just leave a WhatsApp group if you didn't like it. Nick, good point. Well made.
No,
thank you very much indeed.
It's rude. You cannot just leave a WhatsApp group. You mute it. There's a discreet way of doing it. You mute it. And then you just sort of don't ever really have to look at it again. You don't have to be rude. Or you know what? You could just read the message and then move on, because it's not that bad. It only takes a second. I'm feeling so tense throughout this conversation because I slightly spam Tom and I'm waiting for him to get to me about it.
Dale has been in touch as well on 4001 saying, it's not always possible to be polite or impolite. Etiquette on WhatsApp doesn't really exist. Like a stag do organisation, WhatsApp, that you're definitely not going to see the end product of, but you don't want to be the one that says no and the annoying one about the whole thing. Thank you for that one. A lot of people texting in. This one, another one from PK out there saying you can mute notifications without leaving a group and other people won't know you're ignoring them. And another one from Rollo out there saying, I'm on a school mum one. Literally the only thing in the world that makes me envious. Interesting.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Get involved in the conversation. Text us on 4001. A number of people are doing that this morning. Marco, thank you very much indeed to you, letting us all know that we can mute specific groups. And we spoke to Matt Pennells a little earlier on. Matt was on the line. He joined us earlier. Matt, appreciate your thoughts this morning. Apologies to other listeners. Understand that the quality of that particular line wasn't ideal. So apologies for that one. But Matt, basically, again, reiterating the point that you can mute or hide notifications on most apps. He also mentioned that he's on a rugby one as well. He says, with regards to rugby, please promote Eagles Dubai Rugby Young Players Open Day. It's this weekend. It's tomorrow morning. It's from 8:30 a.m. It's at Dubai Sports City. So we've got our first shout out for the Eagles Dubai Rugby Squad. They're up at Sports City tomorrow. I'm heading on down to Dubai Exiles tomorrow, myself, that is, with my youngsters as well for the first one of the season. So be interesting to see how many. Hang on. There's a reason you're down at the moment, okay? We haven't finished. Whoa. We haven't finished the rugby chat yet, okay? So we're doing Dubai Exiles tomorrow down there at the Rugby Sevens. That's from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Come on down.
Mine go to the Tigers. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say anyway, yelling across the room. Mine go to the Tigers.
So we've done Eagles.
Tigers.
Tigers.
Are any of them like
Exiles?
Do you have like bunnies? They're all quite sort of aggressive
not a bear,
names.
There's not a Bears, is there? Eagles, Tigers and Bears. Eagles, Tigers and Bears. Eagles, Tigers and Bears. There's not, is there? But anyway, we digress because a number of you are on groups,
yes.
Rugby groups or otherwise, and we're asking you about WhatsApp groups. How do you manage the problem that is WhatsApp groups out there at the moment? 4001, if you want to share your thoughts with us. Let's go over to line two and let's have a quick chat with Luciano, who joins us this morning from Ibn Battuta Way. Good morning to you, Luciano.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm good, my friend. Thanks very much indeed for getting in touch with the show. Thanks for your thoughts as well. I mean, give us an idea. How many groups are you part of? Are they essential to you?
Well, just the business, really. That's the main one. There's five different groups since we have five different divisions in the team. And, you know, they're mostly aged between 14 to 22, so it can get pretty hectic. But it works very well because, you know, that's their age group. They're very savvy with, you know, using WhatsApp and emojis and all that. But it gets tricky because you need to always put rules. So as the admin of the groups, you need to put rules. And, you know, because you're running a business, these rules need to also reflect on contracts. Because it can get very, very dangerous and messy. And a lot of people might not know that. But for example, let's say there's some important thing happening with two of the players. They're not, you know, they're not feeling well or whatever it is, or they said something wrong and it leaks out. The media could take a hold of that and start, you know, talking about the team is doing this and this, and it can go out of control. And then one player under the laws of WhatsApp can actually sue the other one for defamation without rights, blah, blah, blah. So and you need to, I mean, it's like managing a forum. Everything needs to be documented. You should have rules, and the rules should be, you know, like on paper, black and white, on how they use these groups. But that's at least for my business. Family-wise, I mean, it's just a mess in there. Everyone's sending meme and trolls, and I just mute it, you know, I just mute it.
It's interesting that, I mean, do you find from a business point of view, from the esports point of view, amongst others, do you feel that that's... it's a more efficient way of communicating?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when your business handles a lot of the youth category. It's very easy for them. It's very natural for them. So being able to send a message across is much, much easier for me to do it via WhatsApp than sending them an email. The response rate is much higher, and their focus is better for some reason as well when they get it on WhatsApp. For me, on the other hand, when they send me a message, usually it's cluttered. So I tell them if it's something important, I want to get it on email. But I'm a bit older than them, so.
So I like your point. I think that's something that I hadn't thought about that you've brought my attention to, that the role of the admin. We're all very quick, are we not, to set up these groups and get all your mates together or get all your contacts together because we're all like-minded. And then it sort of grows like Frankenstein's child or something like that into a bigger beast. But from an admin point of view, you need to take on that responsibility.
Yes, absolutely, because it can get messy. I mean, there's just recently an example that happened in the UK with two of the top commentators in the esports industry, where they have their own little group and they were, you know, chit-chatting and talking about a new commentator coming on board that is not as good, when it comes to knowledge of that specific game, for example. And it leaked to the media and it went all over Twitter. I'm talking, these guys have millions of followers, so it was quite messy. And, you know, these guys ended up suing one of the guys there because, you know, under the laws of WhatsApp, that If you send screenshots of the WhatsApp without consent, out of context, it could be considered as defamation, so on and so forth. So it can get really messy. So you need to, you know, as an admin, you need to understand that it's not just creating a group and it's friendly. Just read the rules and regulations, you know, the little fine print that most of us choose to ignore.
Really appreciate your thoughts this morning, Luciano. All the best with the team, all the best with the family, all the best with the groups as well, and we'll catch up soon.
Take care, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.